What's up, you guys? Eyes. I am here and I'm back. I hope everyone's having an amazing day, an amazing night. And I'm feeling good, smelling good, looking good, feeling good. Everybody around me is good. So we good. Today, I just want to remind you to be thankful for what you already motherfucking got, because what you already motherfucking got was what you were wishing for, praying for, loving for, you were working for, you were healing for. This is all on you, baby girl, baby boy. This is all on you. So the next time that you think about, I could use this, I could do that, I could about something that you don't have, you're literally just killing yourself and suffering over shit that isn't yours, that is not there yet. Like, live your life. Love what you do. Love what the heck is there in your life already. The people, the money, the friends, the family, the sports, the work, the job, the process, the love, the relationships, the boyfriend, the girlfriend, the dog, the cat, whatever you have, love it now. Love it now, because in a blink of an eye, in a minute, in 2 minutes, in 45 minutes, shit could be so different. Things could change for the worst, for the better. Listen, let me tell you something. Things will always change. Things won't change if you don't change. And even when you don't change, things change. You know why? Because you start losing people. You start losing jobs. You start losing motivation. If you don't change, things will change. Yeah. But not for your favor. We have to remember to move in our favor. So, when you help someone, when you're loving someone, when you're motivating someone, when you're doing something for someone else, just know that it's beneficial for you. You know why? Because then, I mean, this is not what you're looking for, but what I've noticed is people will use your name in the long run for that motivation. Now, make sure that you know how to identify with the people who are selfish and the people who are genuinely happy to have you around, giving them advice and that are taking your advice. Not people that are taking your advice and wiping your advice in their ass. Next time they ask you for your advice, you say, hey, next time you should have recorded me, because I'm not repeating myself. I'm not doing this with you. And it is okay to be that person. It is okay. It is normal. You are not cruel. You're not mean. You're not a bitch. Okay? You are literally standing up for yourself, standing up for your people, living in love, loving in love, and just being you. The next time that you give someone some advice and they rub it against their titty and just throw it in the garbage, well, now you know what type of person should not be getting your advice. Now, does this mean unfriend them and be a bitch and mullet? No, fine. You want to live like that? That's fine. But make sure you never come to me with that topic ever again, because you don't care about my advice, my word, nothing of the above. So why are you acting like you? You don't even care about yourself because you're not listening to me. So that's might as well. You don't know what I'm saying. And listen, again, I've been alive for 24 years. 24, all right? 24. And I could tell you this much. When I have listened to people that know or been through my experiences or have experienced something I've experienced, my emotion, anything, I listen to them. You know why? Because they're trying to save me from what they did. They're trying to save me from what they didn't know they were gonna need to be saved from. They made the mistake and now they're looking at me like, hey, you're on the road of the mistake. Do it this way, and this way. And just know that you don't have to follow everyone's advice, but if they are knowledgeable, if they are smart, if they are experiencers of your experience, hello! Listen! Listen up, y'all, because this is it! I think that we're not prepped and we don't want to hear that shit. And I get it. You don't want to hear that shit. But guess what, honey? If you don't want to hear that shit, how the fuck you think everybody else want to hear that shit? Don't nobody want to hear that shit? Feel me? Like, if you want to change, change. If you don't, stop talking about the things you want to change, because you're not changing even when you speak about them. Dale como va. Let me get some water. All right. that's about it. I'm just coming on here to tell y'all to really feel blessed, really feel successful already, really feel happy about what you got, really embrace what you got, really embrace your family, really embrace your friends. Don't make your friends, don't, if you got the most amazing friends, if you got friends, don't be posting up, I need new friends, or I need this, or my friends that, like, girl, only because they ain't come clutch for you one time, you gonna be trashing them on Instagram. That's childish, and you don't deserve no friends. If you got a job, stop talking down at the job. You're the one that put in all those applications and all the phone calls and all that shit. You're the one that did it. Now you got the job that you're talking shit about. Girl, bye. Anyway, embrace what you got. I love you guys so much. Thank you so much for listening to my rants. Thank you so much for following my advice and actually hitting me up and telling me about your experiences and how I freaking helped you from a podcast. I hope everyone has an amazing day, an amazing night. Don't forget to drink your water and do some workouts today in the house. And grow on. I love you guys so much. Bye.